Let's think about this. Could the government somehow control the weather? Is there something called HARP? Could the government be trying to take property? Sometimes if you think about it, we as the poor or the middle class is part of what they call the 99%, and that 1% of the rich is the population. That makes up 100%, right? Think about this in history. When we went through these wars, and if you think about it, mankind has enslaved many people. You go back through Babylon, if you think about it, Babel, which this is where Babylon comes from, the Tower of Babel, if anybody remembers in the Bible. Well, Babel was the tower where everyone was all together, one language, one religion, one government official, if you think about it, kind of like a one world government. Then what happened is, in the Bible, it states that the good Lord or God confused their languages. So they stopped building this tower. Now let's think about something else in history. Has anybody ever thought about what they call Hollow Earth? It's part of history, but in this, there's different type of history. There's history that you want people to know, and then there's history you don't want people to know, and then there's other alternative history where we just added in, where you make people think. And as anyone thinks about something in life, because we all have to think about it, is there such thing as a hollow earth? I thought the earth is made of the crust, mantle, and the core. Apparently, if you read history about Earth, not even just that. Think about what's going on in this world. We have what they call artificial type of food that people make. A lot of people don't know that in this world that the food you eat is not exactly what you're consuming. Doing a lot of research, as I usually do, because most of the time when I do a lot of research, I write a lot of stories, and I've added a lot of my research within the stories. So in this research that I've done, it seems that if you drinking the milk that these corporations sell, it's not just cow milk, it's also goat's milk. Not even just that, the meat that you eat, the ground meat. A lot of people think they're eating ground beef. But what if that ground beef was something was added? What if it was horse meat that was added? A lot of processed foods are foods that have been designed in a lab. But as human beings, we have to think about a lot of things. Think about this. In World War II, Hitler had a team of people try to find what was called Atlantis. And a lot of people, I'm sure, have read the story of Atlantis. Well, according to Hitler's version of Atlantis, these people in Atlantis were supposed to have been demonic. Because if you read some of Hitler's information online, if you read information about what he was doing, he basically wasn't looking for what they call the Aryan race. He was basically looking for what they call the demonic race. Well, if you also think about it, think about this. Not only that, but he was also looking for what they call the Holy Grail. And if you ever read any stories about the Holy Grail, you'll think about Mary Magdalene as being the Holy Grail. But if you think about it closely, in the good Lord's time, women were not permitted to be when they had a lot of boys or men around the table, and they were conducting, they were telling stories, or they were explaining different things. Girls or women were not allowed in there, if anybody understands Jewish tradition. So what if Atlantis was real? And what if that in, or should I say underneath, the Sphinx, there's a labyrinth? I mean, they had scrolls in Alexandria, well, the Library of Alexandria before it was destroyed, of many things. Things that nobody knew exactly. History, apparently it was. Science. So, as a person that I am, I think about a lot of things, especially when it comes to history. And I guess I want a lot of people to not just read history, kind of think about it. You don't have to also do your research, which everybody does. We all have to research or study, like the elderly people used to say. But think about history and figure out if some of this makes sense, especially some of these conspiracy theories.